grace and peace to you. Hello. Friends, what did you want to be when you grew up? Or rather, and maybe more importantly, what do you want to be when you grow up? When I was little, what I wanted to be changed from time to time. But I think the most consistent three were an accountant in joint practice with my dad, a chef, or for some very strange reason, the owner of a country club. As time went on, I settled into things and enjoyed things and found what I was good at, and I focused more into the world of numbers. And throughout high school, I flitted between a mathematician or an accountant, eventually settling on a mathematician. So off to uni, I went and read maths, and after my degree, I ended up being a statistician. And a statistician, of course, is a mathematician who plays a little too much with spreadsheets. However, that's not the complete story, as I found my way into ministry. But maybe more on that another time. When we start on a journey, we don't know how things will end up or what direction we will take. David set out to be a shepherd boy, but little did he know he was going to become a king in the service of God. In reading today, we hear the start of David's kingship over Israel. Do you think this is what he wanted to be when he grew up? All the tribes of Israel came to David at Hebron and said, "We are your own flesh and blood. In the past, while Saul was king over us, you were the one who led Israel on their military campaigns. And the Lord said to you, 'You will shepherd my people Israel, and you will become their ruler.'" When all the elders of Israel had come to King David at Hebron, the king made a covenant with them at Hebron before the Lord, and they anointed David king over Israel. David was 30 years old when he became king and reigned for 40 years. In Hebron, he reigned over Judah 7 years and 6 months, and in Jerusalem, he reigned over all Israel and Judah 33 years. David then took up residence in the fortress and called it the City of David. He built up the area around it from the terraces inward, and he became more and more powerful because the Lord God Almighty was with him. Amen. From shepherd boy to long-serving king. From giant slayer to regal servant of the Israelites. We cannot pretend that King David was perfect. And as we travel through his life this summer, we have to recognise that he was a flawed person and a flawed leader. However, a prophet of God called him from the hillside, and what his life would be continued to change, yet he continued to try and serve God. As followers of Christ reading this ancient Near Eastern account of the Israelites' history, we must be careful. We must first look at texts like these on their own merit, and then look back to them with the lens of what came after, of course, including Christ. And as we look back to this text with our Christological focus, we see points made without subtlety. David is chosen and ordained by God to be his servant, and it's from his line, understood by the text later, we get to Christ. As we look at David and all the qualities he brings to kingship in this time, in his context, he was a king who tried to serve his people. As we look at the life, teachings, execution, and resurrection of Christ, we see God as the perfect example of the servant king. It's interesting when you look at the answers that a classroom full of children will give if you ask them what they want to be when they grow up. Of course, there are many who want to be footballers or pop stars, and some who want to be just famous for being famous. But there are many who want to be firefighters, police officers, teachers, doctors, nurses. The list goes on. So the question of what do you want to be when you grow up can be replaced with the slightly simpler: what do you want to do with the rest of your life? Do you want to be like most kings of the ancient Near East? And I suppose many people in the world now. Do you want to serve yourself and only look after number one? Or do you want to sidestep a life of self-interest and seek the best of all people and the best for all people and all creation? With the rest of your life, do you want to serve yourself? Or do you want to serve the King of Kings? Do you want to live a life that cares for the refugees crossing the channel in a leaking boat? Do you want to put effort into feeding the hungry or making sure the abused are given space and time to escape their abuse? Do you want to take seriously the power, privilege, and influence you have at school, at work, in retirement, and in all of your life, and then use it to serve God by serving the marginalized and the oppressed? Following Christ, the servant king, it's not just about belief. It's about taking belief, your understanding of God, your encounters with God, and building God's kingdom wherever you are. David was chosen by God to build the kingdom. David made mistakes. God chose him anyway. You are chosen by God to build the kingdom. You will make mistakes. God chooses you anyway. Whatever your gift and talents, whatever your skills and desires, you are chosen by God and called to live a life of service.